Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Are you looking for something unusual or hard to find? Well, you just might find it on HiBid.com. It's the online auction site for, well, just about everything. HiBid.com has estate sales, closeouts, liquidations, even government-seized vehicle auctions. And it's easy to bid on office furniture, antiques, sports memorabilia, restaurant equipment, motorboats, and even arcade games. You can search for items by name or just simply see where the next page takes you. Visit HiBid.com. That's HIBID.com and find what you're looking for today.
Where does your milk come from? Hi, I'm Kristen, an Oklahoma dairy farmer. My family and I take pride in providing you and your family with a safe, wholesome, nutritious, but most importantly, delicious dairy foods. Yep, right here in your home state. It can't get any fresher or more local than that. Learn more about where your dairy foods come from at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Well, hopefully all of the winter weather is behind us, but that extreme winter weather that hit the southern plain states in mid-February may have reduced bull fertility in herd sires, which is potentially bad news for the economic well-being of cow-calf operations. OSU's Dr. Barry Whitworth says cattle breeders should have a veterinarian check their bulls for frostbite as soon as possible so that arrangements can be made to protect the herd's reproductive efficiency.
I think most of us remember the cold Arctic air that we all felt back in February. And I know that cattle producers suffered some losses during that time. I heard stories about cattle falling through the ice and drowning, and that some newborn calves actually froze to death. But an issue that you may or may not be aware of is that we may have some problems with bull fertility following that cold spell. In a study that was performed in Canada, bulls that had frostbite lesions had reduced quality semen when they were examined on a breeding soundness exam.
Whitworth recommends producers get a breeding soundness exam as quickly as possible.
A breeding soundness exam is going to cover three things. It's going to look at the physical part of the bull, make sure that he's physically sound. It will examine the reproductive organs, and then it will examine the semen and make sure that it has good motility and that the morphology is normal, that we have mostly normal sperm in there. So I know the cold weather is long gone, but the after effects of it still may be lingering. If you want to be confident that your bull has the potential to breed those cows, be sure and get a breeding soundness exam performed this year.
Fact sheets detailing research-based information about cattle herd health and reproduction management are available online and through OSU Extension County offices. Oklahoma is typically the nation's fourth or fifth leading producer of cattle and calves annually, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Well, Chinese exports hit higher numbers in April than anticipated as global demand for the country's goods remained high despite other countries dealing with coronavirus recovery. A CNBC report says Chinese exports to the U.S. rose 31% in April compared to a year ago to $43.05 billion, while imports from the U.S. rose 52% to $13.94 billion. China's trade with its major partners grew despite tensions. China and U.S. levied tariffs on each other worth billions during the trade war with the Trump administration. Tensions between China and Australia took a wrong turn late last week as Beijing suspended further high-level economic negotiations between the two countries. Economist Joseph Caperso of the Commonwealth Bank of Australia says the improvement in trade between the U.S. and China is due to President Biden's fiscal stimulus. Chinese imports from Australia rose 49% to $40 billion, while imports jumped 43% to $26.79 billion. You've got farm news on Ron.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.